Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You were tuning into an Artist First music special. These air pretty much randomly. So whenever you tune in to Artist First, you better hope that you're tuning into a music special, because all the bands that we have on are awesome, especially the ones tonight, or the band tonight. And we'll get to them in just a moment. But don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle at @artist_first. And I am your host, Corey King. And you can find me on Twitter. And anytime I'm doing a show, I allow the audience to be involved. And I'd like for you guys to send tweets to me regarding the band. If you have any questions or comments about the band, just go ahead and tweet them to @CoreyKing, CoreyKingG. And just to get you guys, you know, involved with the band, because I want to, you know, share the love and have you guys be able to talk to the band too, because they're usually cool, interesting people, and we want to get you guys in on that. But enough of that. Let's get into what we got going on tonight. We have a band called Barley Station. In reading from their bio, Barley Station is one of those rare multi-fronted bands with multiple vocalists and songwriters whose music combines the roots of Americana, pop, rock, country, and folk, and puts them in a blender with a dash of amaretto, pouring out a tasty glass of contagious sound. The result is a distinctly alternative blend that draws deeply from its roots, yet looks forward and to the future. I've listened to these guys. I listened to their CD when it came in, and I do dig them. And anytime there's some Americana, country, folk, alternative country, rock, I have a soft spot for that kind of stuff. So I'm pretty pumped to interview these guys. But enough of me talking and babbling. Let's go ahead and get Randy and Brian on the phone. Are you guys with me?
Yes, we're here.
All right, perfect.
We will attempt to be interesting and cool. We have to kind of shift back and forth which one of us will be interesting and the other one will be cool. So
I have faith in you guys. I believe you can do it. Just from the few minutes talking to you on the phone prior to the show, I have a sense that you guys are both interesting and cool. So no need to try too hard. All right, let's get into the interview here. Now tell me, for people who have never heard of Barley Station before, give us a little background and how you guys came, because there's three of you, correct, in the band?
There's three of us in the core of the band, yeah.
Right.
And we use other people when we play live, like hire a drummer or whatever, or another multi-instrumentalist.
Yeah, so if you guys could just tell me, you know, how you all met and a little bit on your personal backgrounds and how you guys got your foot in the water as far as music, that'd be cool and interesting.
All right, well, Brian and I met at an open mic night years ago when I was still in another band, and we kind of hit off a friendship since then, and then that band broke up out of my control, and so me and Brian hooked up, and we formed our own band called The Barnacles, which went on for many years, and kind of...
officially 10 years, I think.
It was started getting a lot of SpongeBob jokes, so, like, maybe we better change the name, and plus there was more Barnacles bands popping up everywhere, probably because of SpongeBob or something. So we kind of drifted off, did a few projects on our own for a while, and then eventually reunited with a new name, which we mulled over for a while. And there we are. I mean, we've been playing together and friends for a long time. Then later on, at another coffee house, we ran into Emily and saw her performing. We're kind of looking for someone to fill in on some background vocals and stuff like that. And she had just the right kind of voice. So we approached her and said, hey, you want to play with us and do some shows, do some background vocals? And we just kind of hit it off from there. We all had a lot of the same interests in music. And so we just finally made her a full member. And so we've been going since then. We've had this name for about almost a year as Barley Station.
Right on. Well, that's cool. I'm reading here I believe this is a quote from someone, or yeah, actually from the Leicester Bangs from the UK. They claim that you guys are a blend of alternative country and rootsy folk rock into a style that has all the pop appeal of the classic Jayhawks records, but remains earthy and resolutely unpolished. I just want. Are you guys fans of the Jayhawks?
I love the Jayhawks.
So do I.
I still remember where I was when I first heard Blue on the radio. That's they've meant a lot to me since then. So,
man, that's real cool. The first song I ever heard was I don't remember the name of it, but it goes a Pretty Little Hairdo, don't do what it used to.
You know, Save It for a Rainy Day.
Yeah, I love that song. It's an awesome song.
That was their last one before the split, and you know, then they've reunited. So,
man, that's cool.
And they just put out a new album too recently. So,
yeah,
a lot of good new albums came out this year from a lot of people.
Well, okay, yeah. While we're on the topic, who are some of your guys' influences, and you know, who do you look up to as far as already established musicians?
Oh wow, I think Randy and I pretty much. The short answer to that would be, I think. And you'll get this from any band, is it the Beatles.
Right.
I mean, the Beatles are kind of the godfathers of all of this. We've got the Beatles. We both have influences of the Police, Fleetwood Mac, Johnny Cash, just all the old Great. Guard, really.
Yeah.
If as a songwriter you haven't studied the greats, you're really missing out. And I think that's kind of where our background comes from, studying the greats, you know, from days past. If all you've studied is something from the last few years, you're not going to have the kind of depth that you need as a songwriter. That's how I believe.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, if you don't, you're not the same genre or, you know, music style as the Roots. I mean, it's kind of just like, it's kind of, you know, it's the history of music. You know, you have to learn the history of the United States to understand what's going on in the United States. If you're into music,
right,
you should, you know, listen and respect the Roots. You know what I mean? So,
and there's some truth to what Randy said. I mean, just going beyond the rock and roll era. I mean, for me personally, with writing, my writing really started to take a more developed and I think a much better and deeper turn when I started listening to the old recordings of Louis Armstrong from the 1920s and Robert Johnson, those guys, and just finding some old jazz records from the 50s, because, you know, that's kind of, those are really where we are. That's where it's, that's just a path. That's just a stop along the way. So.
Right. Yeah, so I don't know if you guys are into gospel at all. I'm not a super religious person, but a really good gospel band is the Five Blind Boys of Alabama, I believe they're called. And if you guys don't know them, you should check them out, because their songs are great. They're just some you know, as gospel as you can get, but it's great because I think there's like six of them. Only one of them is not blind, but there's five blind guys, and they just make some great music. So I don't know if you're into that, you should check it out. And
cool.
you guys mentioned
a lot of harmonies. We'll like it.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of harmony as well. I could turn you guys onto bands all day if you like harmonies. Good Old War. You guys should check out Good Old War. I'll stop there, but that's definitely a harmony band. So Good Old War. You guys will really like them too, especially with your genre of music.
Nice.
Yeah. But do you guys want to know something? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
When I was growing up, you know, my parents and a lot of my grandparents would be watching the Grand Ole Opry, so I got introduced to a lot of that kind of music, you know, way back then. You know, when you're a kid, you kind of, unless you grew up like in a country family, you kind of, country stuff. But it kind of grows on, you know, after you watch it enough, and it becomes part of your roots, whether you like it or not, whether you realize it or not.
Right.
Well, if you're American, those are your roots, whether you like it or not.
Yeah. Well, you guys, your current release, After All, I actually have in my hands right here. Would you guys mind if we went ahead and played a song right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Perfect.
Please.
All right. What are you guys thinking for the first song, or do you guys just want me to pick at random?
Well, what did you like the best?
Let's see. I think the first song I listened to was I Found You. I mean, I just clicked on it because of the title. So
yeah, that's a good one. That's being currently promoted as a single to radio. So
perfect.
A good place to start.
All right.
Yes.
Anything you guys want to tell us before we go ahead and play this?
Tell you what.
Anything you'd like to tell us about the song before we go ahead and play that? Sorry, I got coughed.
Oh, it's a song that's kind of based on meeting the right person on a trip to Texas.
All right. Well, let's do it. This song is called I Found You by the band Barley Station off of their album After All, and you're hearing it on the Artists First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
Cars pass by with the lights so bright, they shine at me like lights from police cars. Stare at the night sky, the middle of Texas. Look up and see 5 billion stars that have no names. There goes one shooting now.
I Found You was the name of that song, and it's off of the album After All by the band Barley Station, and you heard it on the Artist First World Radio Network. And I see that we have some new listeners joined in. Hi, new listeners. Thank you for joining in. If you have any questions for the band Barley Station, please do us a favor and tweet them to me at Corey King. That's, you know, the at symbol, if you're hip to Twitter, and C-O-R-E-Y-K-I-N-G-G. But if you are not a Twitter fan, you can always shoot an email to artistfirstcorey@gmail.com, and I will be there awaiting your message in the virtual world. But let's get back to the band, Barley Station. Hey, guys, you still there?
We're here.
All right, perfect. How was your ice cream?
It's pretty good.
It's good. What kind?
The rest of the way.
What kind you got?
Chocolate with chocolate chunks in it.
Nice.
Part yogurt, part ice cream, so it's kind of healthy.
Right. Good. Oh, that's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we talked a little bit off the phone, and we were talking of things that I thought were interesting about you guys, or things that if I was listening to this band and I wasn't talking to you on the phone, I would be like, what do I want to ask these guys? And something that I would like to ask you guys is, how come you guys chose the country folk route as opposed to maybe like rock and roll? Or because you guys mentioned a lot of bands from these different genres, but you are in the genre which is, you know, relative to country, folk, bluegrass, Americana. What made you guys go that route as opposed to any of the other ones?
Oh, wow.
Actually, there's a couple songs on the album that are more pop rock, like Common Knowledge actually has a lot more pop rock, or you can hear some folk influences in it, and then Dreamy Lost is kind of folky, but it's got pop rock background. I don't know, we just kind of put the songs together that we thought would fit together the best, and that we thought were some of our strongest material out of that batch, and once we got it together in the studio, that's when it kind of, you know, all our influences kind of came together as we built the song up. We start with a blank track, you know, just the acoustic guitar and the vocal, and then we just built it up, and that's how it came out.
Right on.
Yeah, I don't think that we chose the alt-country Americana route. I think it kind of chose us when it was all said and done, because
right. Yeah.
It's like, we're getting played on these different country shows and everything like that, and it's like, really? We're country? I didn't know that.
Is that something that you guys are cool with? I mean, are you guys cool that you're, you know, on these country stations and being associated with these country acts, or do you guys kind of wish that, you know, you'd be broadened and put onto like the popular stations or whatever, or is it, doesn't really matter to you guys?
It doesn't really matter. I mean, it
doesn't matter. No,
mm-hmm.
We're comfortable playing on stage. I mean, if we played with a country artist or we played with a pop rock artist, it's all the same to us.
Right on. I just and also on the phone, I was introduced to Brian's new baby is how I was introduced to
okay.
me, and I was asking the gender of the baby, but I guess I was kind of wrong in asking that. But Brian, there's a new tool, I guess you'll say, you'll be using for live performances and on the record, something that you're learning.
Oh, well, no, it's kind of something I've always had a little bit of a knack for. I've purchased a mandolin yesterday, and, because we'd been talking, like, you know, it would have really sounded good on this song would have been a little mandolin riff or something. It's like, I know how to play one. I don't have one. and so I purchased one last night from an old bandmate, and it's like, just like brand new, sounds wonderful, and I look forward to adding its color to a lot of our upcoming songs, and you will certainly hear it on the next record.
Right on. Yeah. And where are you guys stationed out of? Where is your hometown?
Well, right now, O'Fallon, Missouri.
Yeah.
About maybe 40 miles west of St. Louis area.
Okay. Are you guys all from the same area?
Right now, yeah.
We Randy and I both live in O'Fallon. He originates from Western Missouri, and for all the references to Texas that we have in this album, I'm the token Texan on the in the band.
All right. Well, let's. The reason I ask, that was kind of a lead into your hometown's, hometown at the moment's music scene. But before we go ahead and talk about that, let's go ahead and play another track, if you guys don't mind.
Sure.
All right. Perfect. How about Kitty Cat?
Oh, I've been dying for somebody to play Kitty Cat.
All right. Tonight's the night.
All right.
What do you want to tell us about this song before we go ahead and play it?
Well, it's the first of its kind in our catalog, I think, subject wise. I'd say if anyone gets offended by its mild chauvinistic lyrics, then feel free to keep yourself busy doing something else for the next 3 minutes. But it's just, it's all in good fun. It's a tongue in cheek kind of little song about being a pig, basically, from a guy's point of view.
All right. I'm sure many, many of men can relate to this, so hopefully they'll find some, you know, some relation.
Oh, and little trivia fact, while we were recording this, during a part in, I think, the third verse, Randy actually had placed an actual cat meowing in the track.
My cat came into the studio.
Can it meow on command? Or was it just hungry or something?
Yeah, she can meow on command, yeah.
Nice.
I hold up to the microphone. She knows what to do. She's trained.
All right. Good trick. All right, well, let's do it. This song is called Kitty Cat by Barley Station off of the album After All, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
Yow. Meet me down in Mexico and treat me like the fool I'm supposed to be. Let me rest into your nest and lay my head down in your nursery. Ooh, you got lots of parking space and no one's giving me third degree.
Third degree.
Ooh, I don't mind the coffee stains and I don't mind the loose strands around your braids. Maybe we could walk about and maybe we could talk it out down on Main. But your loose lips just won't sink my ship. Don't you have a mind, misbehave.
Misbehave.
Oh, misbehave. Talks and bullshit walks. I guess I know now why you walked away. Oh, love is fat. Hey, kitty cat, this song's for that night you got on your knees. But London Bridge is falling down and I can't seem to get the best of me. Son, I made a mess. Maybe we should step out, don't you think? And tumble down your minstrel steps and roll around till we fall in the drain. If love's the strongest thing you got, then you can just go dump mine down the sink. Hey, hey.
That song you just heard was Kitty Cat by the band Barley Station, and it's off of their album After All. And if you're wondering how to get a hold of this band or where to find out more about them, besides the Artist First World Radio Network, their link is posted to our page, and this show is going to be posted later tonight on our site. So if you missed it, or if you're just now tuning in, which I see we have new tuner inners, you'll be able to download this for free at artistfirst.com. Just look under the band's page, the band music shows page, and just look for under the B's for Barley Station. But barleystation.net is their website. And on there, you can they have a music link, lyrics, their calendar, a bio, pictures, airplay, shirts and stuff, and some widgets, their contact info. So make sure you go ahead and check all that out because they're cool guys. And they make good music, so make that number one on your to-do list. Are you still with me, guys?
Yes, we are.
All right. So is that how do the ladies feel about that when you guys play it live? Do they understand what's going on?
Wow. I you know, we've actually of the sets we've played, I think it's been included in two sets, and we haven't heard any negative feedback for it. And granted, I think it's fulfilling its purpose, which is it's a great bar song. It's a good song playing bars.
Well, you know, I mean, as the saying goes, nice guys finish last. So that song isn't from a nice guy perspective. So I guess you won't be finishing last anytime soon.
Well, we write about all aspects of life, and that's just one aspect of it.
Right. Okay.
Right.
I like it. I was digging the song.
Yeah, sometimes you just feel like being the bad guy.
Right. So before the music break, I said we were going to touch on the music scene in your hometown, because as you guys know, and as I've experienced from state to state, let alone like country to country, but the music scenes, they differ from wherever you are. But I'm just curious, how is the music scene in Missouri, where you guys reside?
Off and on. Mostly we don't play home in our hometown anyway.
You guys do a lot of touring?
We've done it before, and we're about to as well, embark on. But it seems like when you're from somewhere, people don't pay as much attention to you as if you're from somewhere else. You never accept as much in your hometown as you are elsewhere.
Which is unfortunate. Yeah, because I'm guilty of it. You know, if somebody, like, if there's open mics or something, just for example, you know, if somebody says, hey, well, you know, I live in the Canton, Ohio area. And if somebody's like, oh, hey, I'm from Canton, Ohio, you know, I'll listen to them. But if somebody's like, hey, I'm from, you know, Little Rock, Arizona or whatever, or like California, you know, I'm going to be like, oh, wow, these guys are here for a reason. I'm going to listen harder. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
that's how it is.
I mean, not to say that I don't respect the local music scene, because I do, and I, you know, do as much as I can to help, but that just seems to be the way it is.
Our local scene is probably more oriented towards harder rock and hip-hop and things like that. We're pretty close to the St. Louis area, but, you know, out where we're at a little bit more, it's a little bit more country-ish and things like that. So, yeah, we do okay out here.
Right.
So, amongst
the band, what's the writing process like for you guys? And how do you go about? Is it just kind of a jamming thing, or does somebody come in with an idea? What do you guys usually do to get songs done?
Generally, eventually by the time a song makes it to the record, it's become a co-written piece. But generally, Randy and I write separately, and Emily too, because she of course will be having input on the next record. She kind of came in on the tail end of this one, but not to get too sidetracked, Randy and I kind of we write separately, and then we bring a song in and say, well, this is how about this one? We'll play on it, and then as we're going through the recording process, based off of the acoustic track that he mentioned earlier, we just start throwing in our input and like, you know, how about this bit? How about that bit? And eventually it becomes Barley Station's song as opposed to Randy's or Brian's song.
Right.
When we take it into the band, you know, it gets worked up more and becomes what it's going to be. But generally, like he said, we write most of the songs independently. We'll help each other out with this or that, or I'll get stuck on a lyric or something. Brian will have an idea or a bridge or something like that. But for the most part, we write independently and bring it together. You know, that's, you know, in the studio is where a lot of the creativity comes in, because it's like, for us, that's our canvas, and the music is our paint.
Right. Do you guys, do you have your own studio? Do you do a lot of self-recording, or do you have somebody that helps you out on the recording end of things?
We have our own studio.
Oh, nice. That's got to be convenient.
Years to build it up. It's not the greatest, but when you know how to use what you got, even if it's not much, then you can do a lot better at it than if you walked into a big studio and didn't know how to use the tools that you have. So I've spent a lot of years learning how to be a mixing engineer.
Right.
The sound that we ultimately end up with on the album, you know, that's all due to Randy's know-how, because he's the one that knows how to turn the knobs and move the lever thingies and whatnot.
Well, and you know, it's What a lot of people don't know about recording is that it's just as much as an art as music, you know, and it's also a technical thing. You got to know what you're doing. You have to know the fundamentals of this thing, but it's also, you have to still have an ear to be a recording engineer. You know, you can't just be a Joe Schmo and be a great engineer. So that's cool that you possess that talent as well. You know, to make the band sound good, because, you know, you could record a band and your levels could, you know, just be hitting at zero, just above zero, whatever. You know, you could have all your right compressors, limiters, and everything could be fundamentally perfect, but it could still sound super generic. So it's cool that, you know, you're able to, you know, look at that as an art as well. I mean, even if you don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And understanding frequencies is a thing that a lot of people overlook. If you understand frequencies and what different frequencies do to other frequencies, you know, your mid-range frequencies and having too many low-end frequencies and bringing them down in the right places, that's kind of an art into itself.
Right. Right. So, yeah, I mean, I just, you know, that's just something that came to mind. That's just pretty cool that you guys are able to do that. And it's probably economically forgiving on you guys, as opposed to, you know, every time you want to go to the studio, you got to throw down, you know, your whole
wallet. Yeah, it allows us to put more money into promotion and marketing and none into overhead, except maybe an extra piece of equipment here or there.
Right.
So it works out great for us.
So let's go ahead and jump into another song, if that's cool with you guys.
Sure. That's why we're here.
All right. What are you thinking?
I don't know. Well, what do you like? It's your show.
All right.
Actually, really quick before we jump to that song, do you all do anything like giveaway albums or anything like that?
Yeah, if you guys wanted to.
Absolutely.
Sure. All right.
Anybody
cool.
wants to call in and get you their address.
All right. Yeah.
Kind of little thing, we can get it passed to us, and we'll get one sent out.
All right.
Yeah,
perfect.
First one to do it.
All right. We're gonna have to do an email, but.
Sure.
Okay, first person to, I know we have some listeners right now, so listeners, first person to email me at artistfirstcorey@gmail.com, that's C-O-R-E-Y, artistfirstcorey@gmail.com, just shoot me an email and say, hey, I want the Barley Station record, and I'll get your information from there. So artistfirstcorey@gmail.com and say, hey, I want the Barley Station record. And you will, if you're the first one, you'll get the Barley Station record. Cool. Good idea, guys.
How about if we hear True?
Okay. Yeah. Let's do it. Number 10 on the track. All right. What do you guys want to tell us about this before we go ahead and play it?
It was literally written on the side of a Texas highway, just south of Dallas, I-35E. So if any of your listeners are around that area, they can kind of, they'll know the backdrop.
All right, cool. Well, let's do it. This song is called True off of the album After All by the band Barley Station, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
Dream a while, my Bonnie Marie, you won't ever cry for me. You say your lover had to fly, he gave you no reason why. But I would never do that to you. This thing about being true. Lay you down, your sleepy head. You told me you wish you were dead. That's okay, dear, that's alright. I will stay with you through the night.
To everyone just tuning in, you are on the Artist First World Radio Network. I'm your host, Corey King, and we have with us the band Barley Station, and we are here to promote their album, After All. And if you want to find out more about this band, I highly suggest that you do check them out at barleystation.net. And you can find out all about their shows, their bio, their pictures, and everything else you would want to know about the band. And I have on the phone with me two of the members of the band, Randy and Brian. And guys, tell us a little bit about some upcoming shows you got coming up, or just some shows that you've got in the works.
We've got pretty much we're kind of drawing a straight line down the middle of the country here. We've got a show date in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, at Kim's Barrel Inn up there. We've got course, a show. We've got a show coming up here in the St. Louis area, actually in St. Charles at Picasso's Coffee House, sort of an acoustic retreat. We'll be playing in Norwood, Missouri, which is down in southern Missouri, and I believe it's in the Mark Twain Forest, actually.
Nice.
And it's at a dance hall, so I'm personally excited about that one. Then we're swinging down to Tulsa to play at the Coffee House on Cherry Street, and ending up down in Denton, Texas, just outside of Dallas, to play at Art 6. And we've got another show in the works, heading out to Abilene, Texas, which and we have that. We have somewhere in Branson we have yet to finalize, Rock Island, Illinois. We're working on a lot of different places in our region and just outside of it, so more dates are sure to pop up here in the next couple months.
Right on. All right, well, it's getting close to the top of the hour, which means we got to wrap things up. But I want to give you guys a chance to plug, you know, where people can get your music, where they can find out more about you. And anything else you'd like to plug right now, it's a chance.
Usual digital outlets anymore. I mean, you can get physical copy from cdbaby.com. You know, if you do what a lot of the kids are doing now, downloading it off of iTunes, Rhapsody, CD Amazon. Baby again.
Go to Amazon.
Amazon, yeah.
All right.
Of course, you can find anything you need from our website.
Right.
Which absolutely. Is
Barley Station.
BarleyStation.net.
There it is.
We've got tour shirts there. We've got shot glasses. Look great in your cabinet. We've got some interesting undergarments for your perusal.
All right. Well, cool. I want to thank you guys for coming on the station. I really appreciate it. I know as musicians, you guys are really busy, and you got a lot going on. So thanks for taking time out of your day to hang out with me and Artists First. And just to let everybody know, if you missed part of the interview, no fear. We record all of our interviews, and you can download this interview for free off of our website within 24 hours. But I'll have it up tonight. So.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Corey. Appreciate it.
No problem at all. You guys take it easy, and we're going to close out with, did you guys want to do a Dream You Lost?
Sure, why not?
Dream You Lost.
All right, perfect. Let's do it. This song is called Dream You Lost off of the album After All by Barley Station, and you're hearing it on the Artist First World Radio Network. Enjoy.
Island eyes and see what's all around you. Pick up your horizon, mind, and think, or is it a frown taboo? Wings won't fly, and the wind doesn't cry, not like some. Where you fell into a G-cross on the path you lost, making your way through. Wondering why, but not thoughts that can't fill a room. Turn up to your silent smile again, so that's your point of view. But your wings won't fly, and the wind doesn't cry, not like some. Where you fell into the key cross on the path you lost, making your way through. I'm crying, I'm craving, I'm sprawling and raving. I'm falling, I'm failing, I'm a hunter. Where you fell into, I'm the key you crossed, I'm the path you lost, making your way through. I'm crying, I'm craving, I'm sprawling and raving. I'm falling, I'm failing, our emotions are sailing. Path you lost, making your way through.